Want to pray for God's anointing on his word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this evening again we look to you, the living God, to ask you to let your spirit come upon us all and to anoint our eyes with salve that we might see, and to open our hearts, Lord God, to believe your word. Lord, speak to us all in this place tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. As Dave said, I'm speaking tonight on the sixth of seven I am statements of Jesus. And as I previously said, when you actually take the time to look at these statements, you begin to grasp and appreciate that only he who truly is I am, Yahweh the Lord, could make them. You know, someone said years ago that Jesus is only one of three things. He's either a liar, a lunatic, or Lord. It can only be one of three. And when you think of the statements that he makes, you would think he's a lunatic to make statements such as that. But when you look into those statements and look at the life of Jesus, you start to appreciate that only he who truly is I am, that is Yahweh the Lord, could make them. Who else, for example, would dare to make such claims like this? I am the bread that feeds and sustains you. I am the light that gives understanding and reveals truth to you. I am the only door through which you can enter into God's presence. There's not another religion in the world has anyone who can make that statement. I am the good shepherd who leads, tends, and cares for you. I am the resurrection that promises those who believe, even if you die, you will live. No other religion on planet Earth has anyone who can offer all that Jesus offers in these statements. And so tonight we're going to look at yet another of Jesus' fantastic claims found in John chapter 14. But before we do that, before we look at it, let me just put it into its context of the few chapters before. Jesus was having supper with his disciples. And when they had finished eating, he had got up and he washed their feet and spoke to them about true servanthood. This was the Lord. This was their Lord. Getting up from dining and robing himself in such a way that he went round the disciples and washed each of their feet and spoke to them about what it means to be a true servant. And yet we're told that as he did this, he was very conscious that his time on earth had almost come to an end. He had come from God, and he was going back to God. In fact, we're told that Jesus was troubled in spirit and knew that one of his disciples, one of those who had eaten with him, one of those whose feet he had probably washed, that he would betray Jesus. And we now know that it was Judas, and he actually left the room to go and do what he had to do. Jesus then told the remaining disciples, I shall be with you a little longer. You will seek me, but where I am going, you cannot come. And later, after some questioning by Peter, Jesus said, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward. That's the context. So let's pick up in John chapter 14, what Jesus is saying to his disciples. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Seeking to reassure his disciples, Jesus tells them not to let their heart be troubled. And when you think of Keith's prayer tonight, and he really brought out some of the things that have been happening in this world in the past week, with the earthquake, with the war continuing in Syria, with the migration of millions of people moving from country to country, and the economic problems that that's causing alone. You can nearly hear Jesus saying to us tonight, "Let not your heart be troubled." He was speaking to the disciples about his own going away, but he's saying, "Let not your heart be troubled." He says this, "Look, you believe in God. Well, believe in me also." And he speaks of going to prepare a place for them and returning again for them, that where he is, they may be also. And I heard someone once saying that when you think, you know, it's 2,000 odd years that Jesus has been preparing this place, what's it going to be like? Then he says, "You know where I'm going, and the way you know." Thomas just reminds me of me. Because if I had heard Jesus saying that, I would have been as thick as Thomas. But Thomas didn't understand, and at least when he doesn't understand something, he's prepared to at least say this to the Lord. And sometimes when we don't understand things happening in our lives, we shouldn't be afraid to go and ask the Lord and ask him to explain it to us. And so Thomas didn't understand, and speaking on behalf of the others, he told Jesus, "We've absolutely no idea where you're going. So how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You see, here's the answer to where Jesus was going. He was going back to his Father. Jesus, the Word of God, become flesh. He came into this world with a very clear purpose. Remember, we've been saying that when God's word is spoken, it is spoken with a clear purpose, and it always fulfills that for which it is sent. So put that into the context of Jesus, who is the Word of God. He came into this world with a very clear purpose. He came first and foremost to reveal the Father and the loving heart of his Father for mankind. He came to satisfy the demands of his Father's law by dying for sin. He came to restore the broken relationship between mankind and his Father. And he came to glorify his Father by fulfilling his will. Now, very soon, he would be returning home to his Father. You know, as our video showed at the start of the service, some people are just not good at giving directions, and women are desperate for it. And so the woman in the video thought that she was giving clear directions to her friend on how to get to her house. Now, maybe another woman may have worked out her direction. You know, drive down this street, which I think Walmart is on, and you've got to get into the left-hand side of the right-hand lane, and there's a dog. Yes, that's a very good question. It's a medium-sized dog. It's usually behind a broken fence, and it's up near our house, which has got burgundy shutters, not crimson or whatever it was she said. You know, maybe another woman may have worked out those directions, but a man certainly couldn't. Which is why the husband takes the phone, speaks to his friend, and in a couple of short sentences gives clear directions. You see, even modern day technology gives us wrong signals. Even modern day sat-navs, and it never ceases to amaze me, people, you know, locally using sat-navs. They live in Bangor and they've got sat-navs to get the Kilcooley. You know, but most coincidences, well, he's pointing to Linda. Most we used to say in Kilcooley when I worked up there, you know, most of the councillors, whenever they appeared in Kilcooley, they must have got their sat-navs working, because they never appeared unless it was election time. But even modern-day sat-navs can send drivers way off track, issuing wrong directions. In fact, if we find ourselves looking for somewhere or seeking to do something and we haven't got clear directions, we can either go the long way or the wrong way about it. And Currie's PC World have their own service, support service called Know How. And that provides a team of specialists who know how to do things right. I mean, they have the skills to follow the directions on how to install household products, IT equipment, and other items. And very often without their help and support, people like me would not follow the directions properly and do something wrong. I was laughing at Keith last night. He was coming around, he was really frustrated and really angry, and he was handing me the computer out and said, I can kill things, because he was putting together a desk for his daughter out of IKEA. Took 3 hours, attached a screw the wrong way in the drawer wouldn't open or close or whatever it was, and he was going bonkers over it. And I'm sort, and he's an architect, and he's building. But that's the sort of person I am. I'm the sort of person who goes to do a simple job which just goes pear-shaped because I won't follow the directions. So let's have a pretend conversation, a very short one, for a moment with Thomas. So Thomas, is it any clearer? Jesus has said he's going back to the Father from where he came. Back to heaven, says Thomas. How are we supposed to know the way to heaven? How are we supposed to know the way to heaven? Now that's an interesting question. Because if someone came up to you in the street and said, excuse me, could you point me in the direction of heaven, please? What would you say? Ah, it's up there. Wouldn't you? You would say that, yes, it's up there. How does that help anyone? It's near the Crown Bar, Gary says. But when it comes to very important matters, such as heaven and how to get there, we need clear direction. There are so many people out there, even in Keith's reading before he prayed about many false Christs leading many people astray. There are many people out there giving wrong directions about heaven and leading people astray. You don't have to go too far from this hall to find that. There are so many who think they know how to get to heaven, but they're badly and sadly wrong. And Thomas said to Jesus, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What a statement Jesus makes. In fact, I said during the week to myself, we could sum it up in the words of Billy Morrison. Powerful! Powerful! I am the way. Who else? Find me another religion on planet Earth that points to one person who says, I and I only am the way to heaven. Jesus is telling his disciples and he's telling us how to get to heaven. He's giving very, very clear directions. He leaves us in no shadow of doubt. He's not merely pointing the way to heaven. Aye, it's up there. Nor is he telling us that if we believe certain statements, that's how we get to heaven. Jesus is clearly telling us he is the way to heaven. No one enters heaven, absolutely no one on planet Earth. No one enters heaven by any other means except by Jesus. Muslims killing themselves to get to heaven, hoping to get 40 festal virgins, is absolute nonsense. People doing religious things to earn their way to heaven is absolute nonsense. People doing good things for other people, thinking that it's going to get themselves to heaven, it's absolute nonsense. People getting baptized, people getting confirmed, people paying money into the church. If you think this is the way to heaven, you are wrong. Charles Swindoll said, when a person believes in Jesus and follows him, they can be assured of following him all the way to heaven. When a person believes in Jesus and follows him, they can be assured of following him all the way to heaven because they are in him. Someone else put it this way. When a person is in Christ, when a person is a Christian, they are automatically in the way. They possess the truth and they have life. In the beautiful devotional book, The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, he says, without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. And without the life, there is no living. Jesus is the only way to heaven, the only way to God, the only way to life. He is the way to God, the truth about God, and the giver of life from God. I'm sure on hearing this, Thomas would have had no doubt about how to get to heaven. So if someone came to you now and said, excuse me, could you point me in the direction of heaven? Your answer should be yes, Jesus. So what direction are you going in when it comes to heaven? And are you absolutely sure that you've got it right? Because as Keith said and as Jesus spoke, in the last days, and that's the times that we're living in, many will come, deceiving many, leading many astray by telling them this is the way to heaven and this is the way to heaven, and many will be deceived. So are you absolutely sure that you've got it right? When it comes to an important matter such as heaven and how to get there, we need very clear directions. Are you still looking for a signpost or relying on a set of religious statements to get you there? Remember, there are so many people out there giving wrong directions about heaven, leading people astray. There are so many who think they know how to get to heaven, but they're badly and sadly wrong. You know, if you're a Christian, then you know that you who trust in Jesus and who are following him, you are already in the way. And you can be assured he will lead you all the way to heaven. Doesn't matter how long it takes, he will lead you all the way to heaven. And for those who are listening who are not yet Christians, well then let me remind you again of the words of Thomas A. Kempis. Without the way, that is, without Jesus, without the way, there is no going. There's no going to heaven. Without the truth, there is no knowing. And without the life, there is no living. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. You need to trust in Jesus and in Jesus alone. because he is the only way to heaven. And that's the truth. Yeah. And believing that truth, you find life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight that we don't have to look for signposts to heaven, that we don't have to believe a set of religious statements that will get us to heaven. But we understand that the way to heaven is Jesus. And we thank you, Almighty God, for the Spirit of the living God who revealed that truth to us. And we, Lord God, who are in the way, can be absolutely assured that he will lead us all the way to heaven. But Lord, I pray for people who are listening this evening, who are not yet Christians, that by the power of your Spirit, Lord God, you would move upon them and reveal the truth to them, that they might understand that there is no way that anyone can come to you except through Jesus. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. May any unbeliever tonight, Lord God, who is listening, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and be saved and find themselves in the way that automatically leads to heaven. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.